Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
A three-year-old suffered second-degree thermal burns to the lower body and back in Yellowstone National Park on Friday. The accident occurred near the Fountain Freight Road near Midway Geyser Basin. When the toddler took off running down the trail, he slipped and fell into a small thermal feature, according to the National Park Service. The incident occurred around 11:39 a.m. Due to his injuries, the child was life-flighted to the burn center at Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. Park officials are investigating the incident and reminding visitors to stay on boardwalks and trails, especially in thermal areas. It was the second significant injury in a thermal area for the year. In May, a visitor who had illegally entered the park fell into a thermal feature at Old Faithful while backing up and taking photos. Though infrequent compared to injuries resulting from encounters with wildlife, there have been other thermal burn injuries scattered throughout the years in Yellowstone. Cold, snowy weather yesterday offered a reprieve from the dry, hot stretch that has made things difficult for those trying to fight the Mullen Fire west of Laramie. But the 1 to 2 inches of snow that fell on the fire still left fire teams with plenty of work to do, which as of yesterday measured 174,912 acres and is estimated at 25% containment. Fire managers warn that they are not out of the woods yet, and forecasters are calling for a return of drier, windier conditions that have made the Mullen so tenacious. As of press time, evacuations remain in place for several communities, as do pre-evacuation orders for others. A red flag alert has been issued for areas in both Wyoming and the southern portion of the Nebraska Panhandle.
Are you buckled up? You should be. It could save your life. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in the vehicle. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Remember to wear your seatbelt low and snug across your hips, and never tuck the belt under your arm or behind your back. Buckle up for life, Wyoming. It's really that important.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Governor Mark Gordon is again urging residents to remain vigilant against the coronavirus as the numbers continue to tick up in both confirmed cases and recovered individuals. As of Friday, Wyoming is seeing over 100 new cases per day, with hospitalizations still at 47. 54 residents have passed away from COVID-19. This troubling news comes even as the state lifts more restrictions on indoor dining, now allowing a total of 8 people at a table, among other measures. Gordon said that not many infections are coming from the restaurant sector, and they've been hit especially hard by restrictions put in place to combat the pandemic. Locally, there are 27 active cases in Cody, 8 in Powell, and 1 in Yellowstone National Park. Testing of wastewater in Cody has shown an uptick in the presence of the virus as well. The Bureau of Land Management has announced that 112 horses have been gathered on the first day of a 4 to 8 week operation aimed at removing around 2,400 wild horses from the Red Desert Complex. The operation originally began in August of 2018, but concluded early that year when off-range corrals reached maximum capacity. Managers are trying to cull the herd down to around 750 from its its current number of over 3,000. Trapped animals are taken to holding facilities in Rock Springs and Cannon City, Colorado, where they are freeze-branded, vaccinated, and dewormed, and given a Coggins test. Mares are given fertility control treatments. Some animals are returned to the wild, but many become available for adoption through the BLM Wild Horse and Burro Adoption Program. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.